Haines Police Chief says his department is understaffed, and the Haines community joins forces with designers on a waterfront trail. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. At a Public Safety Commission meeting this month, Haines Police Chief Heath Scott presented, in his words, a dilemma. The police department is not adequately staffed. Overtime and standby hours have helped put the department about $30,000 over budget for the first half of the current fiscal year. Chief Scott says the police department's budget was not the right size to begin with. For the past 6 months, the department has been between $2,000 and $8,000 over budget.
One of the problems, genuinely, when you look at this budget and that Haines has experienced, is a high rate of turnover. We haven't held a four officer honor rolls for an extended period of time. It's very hard to budget when you don't see that.
Scott has been on the job about 6 months. The three officers are also fairly new. Chris Brown has been in Haines about a year, Brayton Long has been on the force a little over a year, and Sergeant Josh Dryden for close to 3 years. Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan responded to the Public Safety Commission's questions about why the police are significantly over budget.
I think the short answer is it's overtime and standby time. The longer answer is, I asked the question the other day in a staff meeting, when was the last time we carried four officers? And nobody could really come up with when we carried four officers for a long time.
At a finance committee meeting the following day, Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer asked why the police budget issues weren't brought to the Assembly's attention sooner. Scott said he talked to former manager Bill Seward about it, but Scott thought the overspending might die down.
It was understood at the management level what was happening. We thought things would settle down into November and December, and they did not settle down.
Assemblyman Ron Jackson, who is on the Finance Committee, said it seems that creating the budget at a time when the police department was in flux led to the current imbalance. The Finance Committee decided to recommend the Assembly approve the $60,000 budget amendment. That would cover the current $30,000 imbalance and the next 6 months if the overspending trend continues. But the budget amendment, if it's passed, doesn't take care of the bigger issue. The police department is stretched too thin, according to Scott. He has been thinking about alternative staffing plans, which he presented to the Public Safety Commission. One option is to increase the number of standby hours budgeted, or the borough could hire another officer. Scott says in the current staffing setup, there is little overlap between officers. He says less overlap means less safety for both the officers and the community.
It's always easier when you've got a second guy. The other thing that's bad is fighting at night with no light against three guys, getting stabbed when you're by yourself. It stinks. It stinks. And I don't like telling those stories. It stinks. I hope you know we're asking for what we need, not what we want.
The officers and their family members rallied behind Scott at both the finance and public safety meetings. Kit Brown said she worried about her husband, Officer Chris Brown's, safety.
This summer, when we had Beer Fest and bike races and all that stuff, and we were down officers, it was hell on earth to try and take care of our children, make sure he was taken care of mentally, got his rest, he was safe, our other officers were safe. It's scary because you're worried. Are they going to be where they're supposed to be? Is there anybody that's got his back?
Public Safety Commission Chair Jim Stanford said he wants to find a way to give the Haines Police better work-life balance.
I think we as a community need to take a long look at keeping our officers that we have, making them feel safe, and also when they're off, I'd like them to be off.
The police are also now filling in the gap left by Haines' vacant trooper post. Alaska State Troopers may eliminate the position permanently depending on budget cuts. At a meeting Monday, the Public Safety Commission will talk more about out-of-town site law enforcement and police staffing limitations. The public safety meeting is Monday at 5:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. A waterfront trail that extends from the Portage Cove campground to Picture Point is in the works for Haines. After community meetings this week, designers are considering a Chilkat blanket theme for the trail and other features that tell the story of the area. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
You got the cruise ship dock, and if anybody is going to go up to Port Chilku, they're going to do it up by Portage Cove Road.
Yeah.
They're going to smell these on the lights.
I mean, but are there any other, like, things? I'm just thinking, like, things that are close to this.
Battery Point?
I don't know if it...
Yeah, probably.
At the first public meeting, community members broke up into groups. They sat around maps of the waterfront and laid out how they think the Portage Cove Interpretive Trail and Park should look. Design work for the trail is happening as the first phase of the small boat harbor expansion gets underway. Chris Myrtle is a landscape architect at the Juneau-based company Corvus Design. He's taking the lead on the waterfront trail project.
Our waterfronts, southeast communities, you know, really define who we are. We really are communities and people of the water.
Myrtle stresses the importance of getting as much public input as possible as the project comes together.
The park and the trail need to respond to your input, your needs, your priorities, and your ideas.
The initial public meetings focused heavily on what stories should be told through the trail. That's the interpretive part. Myrtle asked about what things are unique to Haines and what do you say when you brag about Haines?
I personally see that interpretation is really what's going to strengthen the park and the trail. It's what's going to bring it together, be the unifying message.
He said that's what will make this project unique. Common themes raised by the public were fishing and hunting, native culture, art, wildlife, recreation, and the beauty of our surroundings. Here's Rob Goldberg.
If Haines were a tapestry, I think the warp and weft is the Tlingit culture that's been here for thousands of years. And everything else is sort of overlaid on top of that. That's the foundation of the cultural history here. And I think it really infuses everything.
Lee Hein-Miller mentioned the subsistence culture.
People talk about the importance of subsistence and the fact that people could live here and feed their family basically without having, you know, outside sources of food.
After the first public meeting, Corvus held 2 days of open studio sessions. That gave the public the chance to see what they were working on, ask questions, and provide input. According to interim borough manager Brad Ryan, around 70 people stopped by over the course of the 2 days. In that time, Myrtle and his colleague Eric Jones developed a draft of their recommendations for the project. Myrtle suggested using the Chilkat blanket design as a unifying theme. Corvus helped design a trail in Sitka and used a basket weaving design to tie that project together.
Using the blanket has a great unique form line. That's very local, and you've got a very local, unique color palette that's not used elsewhere in southeast Alaska.
He also proposed 3 possible themes for the park, which will expand on Lookout Park, which is set for relocation as part of the small boat harbor expansion. Those themes were a mariner's memorial, native culture, and a working waterfront and community gathering area. That one got the most public support from those at the meeting. For the trail layout itself, the recommended path runs from the Portage Cove campground to Picture Point. That has generated some concern from community members worried about the trail running over private land. But Myrtle said there's a way to build the path without infringing on private land.
The goal is to work within the right-of-way, to work on borough land, but if there's people that want to be willing partners, because there may be economic opportunities where there's joint benefits, we'd love to hear from you.
Many community members recommended extending a walkway on top of the breakwater in the harbor. That was included in the designers' recommendations, too. This was not the last opportunity for public comment. Designers are planning to come back to Haines in 6 to 8 weeks, and they'll soon have a project website where people can leave comments and feedback. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Coming up next week in the KHNS local news, Skagway's first retail marijuana store begins business.
I bought something called The Bomb. It's 18.13% indica, it's 1 gram, and it cost me $23.
LUTAC Doc consultants present their recommendations for shoring up the aging structure, and we check in on the progress of a citizen complaint aimed at Haynesborough Assembly members. All those stories are coming up next week in KHNS News. Have a great weekend.